Hello today. Welcome to the greatest year in music history, the only podcast about the greatest year in music history. I'm John.
And I'm Jen. And if you're new here, the year is 1997, and we're here to prove it's the greatest year in music history, one album at a time. So today we're talking about Spice World by the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. The soundtrack slash album.
Yes.
Slash soundtrack.
To the movie, but also an album.
Yeah.
Right. Came out in 97. The greatest year. So, how did you first hear Spice Girls?
Definitely before this. Mm-hmm. I think the Wannabe video was probably the first thing. So MTV for me, I think. And it was a phenomenon. I mean, everyone knows about the Spice Girls,
right? Yeah.
I mean, similar to the boy bands here, they were, you know, formed or whatever, and just had that perfect alchemy.
I know. Yeah.
What about you?
Exact same.
Yeah.
I think, well, and I was a, 11-year-old girl when Wannabe came out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, this is so cool. How do I be?
Girl power.
Be a Spice Girl. Right. How do I become spicy-er? Mm-hmm. But yeah. And then, but it's funny because I was reading about just their history in general, and they formed like in 94 or 95 by an ad from something called Heart Management, a father and son duo that were trying to form a girl group to compete with all the UK boy bands. And I'm like, I know I didn't grow up in the UK, but how many boy band in the U? How many?
I know. Take That.
That's the only one I could think.
Robbie Williams.
Yeah. So I need to do more research. But anyway,
I guess we're missing out. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Take Me Back. Take That. But it was still brand new because truly Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and Hanson, the US boy bands, I feel like weren't quite out yet.
Right.
So it felt like Spice Girls Wannabe, or their first album Spice, came out before anything.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of the first
group.
Right. At least when we were kids. I mean, you had, you know, ones in the early 90s and late 80s, like New Kids on the Block and New Edition.
And there was
Ricky Martin and Menudo, for example.
Oh, true, true, true. There was, let me think, TLC and like the trios, I think, in Vogue is it on Vogue? In Vogue.
In Vogue?
In Vogue.
We'll go In Vogue.
We're out and...
Yeah.
Yeah. So early 90s had a few trios, I feel like.
Right.
But as far as the craze, truly, I think Spice Girls came out first with Wannabe.
Yeah.
For the U.S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the video is just insane.
I know. Yeah. So if we start talking about Spice World...
One of the greatest, you're talking not just the album, but you're talking about one of the greatest cinematic achievements, the movie.
Oh my God.
The best, so my favorite part is that the album is called Spice World, one word.
Okay.
Capital S, Spice World.
Yeah.
The movie is Spice Space World.
Oh.
It's like they were tracking SEO, like we need to make sure that we cover... If people spell it with one word,
oh, true.
Their Google results.
It redirects.
To this.
Exactly.
But before.
I meant to type Spice World.
Back when you typed it into Lycos.
Right. GeoCities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
But as far as this album goes and movie, I have to say one of my favorite things about Spice Girls, and this ties back to Wannabe, is their dedication, pure commitment to having fun.
Yeah. It's like a commitment to the bit.
And they're like, we have to promote fun at all times.
Yeah. And girl
That's
power.
What life is all about.
Yeah.
And
they're not wrong.
Right. And I love it. Literally, the song on Spice World is called Never Give Up on the Good Times.
It's true. And those are words to live by.
Right. So I got to give it to him. I freaking love it. I don't know every single lyric to every song on Spice World.
Right.
But I just feel this like undying commitment to, all right, it's got to be about fun.
Yeah. With respect to their various personas.
Yeah. Which I was reading about.
Okay.
I thought, well, when I found out that they were like searched for and put together by this management group, I was like, oh, they must have been like fed this marketing from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, they probably had this idea, okay, if we put the ad out for, you know, come try out for, you have to be 18 to 23 years
old.
You
have to be either scary, posh, a baby.
Yeah, right, a baby.
Very sporty, or a redhead.
Right.
Okay.
I thought, oh, they probably had this idea in their head. No. Come to find out, they had the rehearsals, 400 women showed up. They picked 5 women. They fired one of the 5 for perceived lack of commitment. See, it wouldn't fit.
No.
No.
She probably wasn't any fun.
She wasn't having any fun.
Is that
fun.
The friend that they...
in the movie?
Shove off to the side?
Oh, I don't know.
In the movie because she's pregnant?
I don't know. But all I know is that after they let her go is when they brought in Baby Spice.
That's a good call.
Yeah. And at first they were called, the band was called Touch.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
good for SEO.
No, not good. And then they had a song when they were first starting called like Sweet and Spice or something to that effect.
Okay.
And they liked that. So they called themselves Spice. But then they kept getting called like the Spice Girls. Oh, yeah. Spice Girls, because it was a group of girls.
The girls from the band Spice.
Mm-hmm, right. So they were like, all right, let's stick with that. They didn't come up with their own names. Apparently, an article from Top of the Pops in the UK.
You gotta love the UK for gave names them, like that.
Yeah, gave them their names. And they were like, I mean, it was kind of straightforward. You just look at their persona.
Right.
And then the band just grabbed it and ran with it. And they were like, that is us. Because I was just going to mention on the podcast that I just love their marketing.
Oh, yeah. It was tremendous.
It gave you something to connect with. You're like, hey, I'm sporty.
Right.
That's me.
You are very sporty.
Or I'm baby. No, but anyway. No. But it gave like girls to like something else to relate to even latch on even harder, you know.
All in service of girl power and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Where are we going with this?
Well, we got to talk about the movie. So we watched the movie.
We did.
5 stars, no notes.
Okay.
It's a camp classic.
Okay.
It was unbelievable. Wait. I didn't know what was happening. I'd never seen it before.
Okay. I have to admit, I had never seen it before either. So we watched it a day ago?
A couple days ago.
What day is it?
Something like that.
Yeah. And we watched it in 360.
360p quality.
Mm-hmm.
Then we found another version.
Made it even better.
That was doubled. somehow in a different aspect ratio. Yeah, I was reading about it in... I imagine it has to do with music rights. That's the only thing I can think about. It only ever got a DVD.
Interesting.
So that's why like it's not on streaming. It's not streaming like for free anywhere. You can buy it digitally. There's not like a Blu-ray yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for the 30th anniversary.
Wow. Okay. So if anybody's listening and you have that DVD, hold on to it.
Yeah. Hold on to it for dear life.
Yeah. Or... sell it on eBay for a lot of money.
Never. Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
No, the movie was out of control. I mean, there's not really much of a plot.
The most chaotic.
It's very chaotic. It's all cameos.
Right.
You know, Elton John's there. Elvis Costello plays a bartender. Meatloaf is their bus driver.
Right. That makes sense. I don't.
And I think it was a shout out to the real fans because Meatloaf's jacket just said Spice on it.
Wow.
Or it was a nod to their first album, Spice.
Yes. Go check that one out.
But the best part, if you haven't seen the movie, is that most of it, or maybe half of it, is them, they're recording or they're doing whatever, mm-hmm. up to various antics. And then the other half, they're on their tour bus. Mm-hmm. But their tour bus isn't really a tour bus. It's just like a double-decker bus like you have in London.
Yeah.
And it has their decal, like it says Spice Girls on top or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a normal bus. But from, when they go from the outside. And then when you go inside, it's the width of a giant home. They each have their own little lounge area.
Right.
And they're playing like pool and they're doing all these crazy things. And they're running or walking around from like side to side like you would across like a living room.
Right.
And it's never like brought up.
Spoken of.
Yeah.
I know.
It was amazing.
I remember when it's at the very beginning, within the first 10 minutes, and they cut to the bus and they're like outside the bus and they're about to get on it. And then they cut to an interior scene. And I was like, oh, that's, you were like, you were freaking out. You're like, they get their own lounge space. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. And then I was like, oh wait, they were getting on a bus.
Yeah. I thought it cut to, like, we got on the bus and then now we're at home.
Right.
And then there were other times where they would be like, where are we? And they would look out of the window.
And it was traveling on a bridge.
And it was a rear projection of, like, you see, yeah, like a bridge in the background. Right. As if we're just going to not talk about that we're in this giant room and it's our bus that we travel around London in,
right,
between events.
It was huge. I'm like, Pimp My Ride, who they could never.
Yeah. X to the Z.
Take notes.
He couldn't do anything like that.
No, no. All right. Let's jump into the song. Oh, wait. One more thing about the movie. Well, a lot about the movie.
I mean, there's so much.
There's so much. It was the most chaotic. I still don't know the plot.
There isn't really one, but some of my favorite. They're not even cameos because they're people that have full on roles in the movie.
Yeah.
So Roger Moore, one of the many people that played James Bond, I believe he mm-hmm. was the third. He is basically the villain. So he's playing like a Bond villain, but
right.
he's James Bond and he's in like a white suit in like a lair and mm-hmm. he has a cat.
Yeah.
Which is like a, this is like pre or the same, one of the same years or something to that effect of like, this isn't just making a joke on like Dr. Evil, like there it's a Bond, you know, reference mm-hmm. or whatever. And I just couldn't get over that they got Roger Moore to do that. And there's like dance sequences and George Went is there, Norm from Cheers.
Right. It was so weird.
As like a tabloid man or something. Alan Cumming plays a silly documentarian.
Yeah, I think there's supposed to be a smear campaign against them, but yeah. It doesn't like pan out. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because girl power.
True.
Now, can I tell you some fun facts I found out about the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
So we'll start with kind of the craziest part is that apparently the songs didn't exist. When they started filming.
That's what blew my mind. I read that in two places.
Yeah, so they were filming, and they apparently there was like an earlier version of a script. Disney wanted to make a movie. They wanted it to be where they're all like sisters and something, something, something or whatever, and then they got the rights back. They didn't want to do like a Disney kid movie because that's not fun and that's not girl power. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they like rewrote the script and they start shooting, and while filming, they're also not just recording, but writing the songs and recording and filming.
Blew my mind.
And there's tons of, like, it's not just a puff piece. I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like, it's a full narrative movie. They have tons of lines to memorize. There's action set pieces. Mm-hmm. It was wild. It was unbelievable.
I know. Maybe that's why it's chaotic, because they didn't have the freaking songs yet.
I guess not. I don't know.
Yeah.
And apparently, and then the other sad parts is, I guess there was like a really extended sequence with this former singer named Gary Glitter. Mm-hmm. He does a song that I think it was sort of canceled, and then now it's kind of brought back as ever after time, people stop caring. That's played in a lot of sporting events. I forget the name of it.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, he got arrested for like child porn charges or something like that.
Oh God.
So that the arrest happened shortly before release. So they had to cut out a whole sequence.
Oh,
because he was in the movie. And then apparently they also had references here and there to like Princess Diana and stuff like that, who also died between filming and release. So they had to cut that out.
That's sad.
I know.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting. Yeah. I had that fact in my notes as well, that they were, it wasn't even an album yet. Songs didn't exist.
No, it was on the heels of the success of the album, the mm-hmm. last album, which only came out 1 year prior, that they were like, we need to get you all in a movie.
Yeah. And like barely 1 year prior, I want to say Spice came out in late 96.
Yeah.
And then they started filming this in June of 97.
You got to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. It's too much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you spice up your life.
So speaking of, let's go into that song. It's the first song.
It's the best song.
It's the best one.
Right.
It's okay. My favorite. Well,
same.
I have like three favorites, but it's an anthem. Let's call it what it is. It's so much fun to sing along to dance to. But I found out a couple of fun facts about that. You want to hear them? Let's do it. Maybe you read about them. You know, when she says, okay, I think they say shake it to the right.
Sure. Why not?
And then I'm forgetting the lyrics. And then also to the left. Okay. Then I thought they were saying shake it to the front. Go round.
Okay.
They're not. They're saying chicas to the front.
All right.
Who knew? Please leave a comment in the comment section.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. Also, you know, when they say hi, see ya.
I think they were talking about the beloved drink from the 90s, Hi C.
No. Okay. So that was your thought. I thought they were making reference to the earlier lyric of Kung Fu Fighting. And it was like a reference to like karate or Kung Fu. Like
sure.
They were going, Hi C. Yeah. No. It means yes, yes, yes in Japanese, Spanish, and German.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's spicy.
Blows my mind. But love that song. Did you watch the music video?
The video is out of control.
Is it not Fifth Element?
Well, it's Blade Runner, but...
Oh, it's Blade Runner. Okay.
Fifth Element's doing Blade Runner, just with more color.
And when did Fifth Element come out?
97.
Okay, see, this is why we have the podcast for the music, but maybe stick to, what do they say? Follow the space. What do they say?
I don't remember.
Watch the space for a future podcast about possible movies of just 97 and or 99.
Right.
Anyway, so that music video is amazing. It's like dystopian.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I mean, it's Blade Runner. They're flying in a little spaceship through a city, and there's adverts,
mm-hmm. right?
As you might say in the UK, mm-hmm. on the buildings, just like in Blade Runner, but it's ads for Spice Girls, which is fantastic.
Amazing.
Now, I read about the guy that directed the video. Mm-hmm. He's done like tons and tons and tons of videos. Just a few I wrote down. All for One, I Swear.
Oh.
Fuji's Ready or Not, No Doubt Spiderwebs, Bush, Greedy Fly, tons and tons. He also directed movies.
Uh-oh.
And had a string of horror movie remakes.
This is John's.
So
everybody sit down.
So he did the 2003, Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Jessica Biel that you and I saw in the theater.
Okay.
He did a made-for-TV movie the next year of Frankenstein, starring Parker Posey, of all people. He did the 2004 was the Frankenstein. 2009, he did the Friday the 13th remake. Huh. And then he did, not a horror movie, but 2 years later, he did a Conan the Barbarian remake with Jason Momoa as Conan.
What?
As opposed to Schwarzenegger.
Wow.
So,
amazing.
There you go.
Too cool. Did that, are all your dreams coming true right now?
Well, none of those are good movies, so I don't know what you want to.
I don't know. But they're horror movies. You like?
That's true. It like is spooky movies. Season.
It is. Oh yeah. Speaking of, if you're listening, you know they have that song "Saturday Night Divas." We're recording this on a Saturday night.
We're so, in fact divas.
We are the Saturday Night Divas. So, is it? Does the album still rule?
Yeah, I mean it's like listeners of. The pod will know that I'm not one for like ballads. Mm-hmm. So those I'm always going to like, you know, not really get on.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones are still straight bangers.
Straight bangers.
And this is not a bit. Like,
no.
It is just great pop dance music.
I mean, just quintessential. They're accomplishing their mission of having fun.
Right.
I can't not. Sing and dance when I listen to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about like, was it their best album? You know, how does it compare or whatever?
Mm.
And I was looking, you know, pound for pound, Spice has more bangers though.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's really good, but like, is it their best? Probably not compared to the first one.
Yeah.
And then they really just kind of trailed off.
I know, I didn't listen to the third one.
Which was inevitable. I mean, all of these...
They end up, I know.
Boy and or girl bands, they're...
If NSYNC had more albums after... I don't even know.
No Strings Attached?
After No Strings Attached, I wouldn't have...
Couldn't tell you.
Nope. Yeah. And Hanson, I only listened to Middle of Nowhere from 97.
Sure.
So... You mentioned the ballads. Does that mean you'd skip over those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, other like favorite songs other than, you know, Spicy for Life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really the first, like they front load the album with a lot of.
Yep.
Like hit after hit after hit.
Agreed. I am dying to talk about Stop.
Stop is a great track. I put that as one of my favorites. Saturday Night Divas, one of my favorites.
But that was, you missed the opportunity to tell me to stop.
Oh, yeah. And of course, Never Give Up on the Good Times, another one of my favorites.
Yeah, and I also love, it's more of a ballad, I know, but I love Too Much.
It's a good song.
It's better than...
It's a well-written song, I would say.
Do It and Denying.
Oh, yeah, those are in the back half. No.
Yeah.
Now, I did find out they had a 25th anniversary edition.
I saw that.
That had a whole, like, disc two.
Okay.
And it's full of, like, live songs, remixes, and some B-sides. There's a couple B-sides on there.
Bangers?
That are really good.
Okay. All right. I'll check
one
it
is
out.
Called Step to Me.
Wait, I've heard that.
Yeah, I think it might have come out as, like...
A single. Okay.
Because one of the track listings I was reading was saying that it was the Step to Me, parentheses, like 7-inch radio mix or something like that.
Nice.
And there's another one called Outer Space Girls as opposed to Spice Girls.
Inner Spice Girl. Yeah.
But yeah, those are like...
Also bangers?
Yeah.
Man. Okay, let's talk about Stop. I love Stop. I love the music video. We're going to talk about it in a second.
Yes.
But then I loved it even more when I read about, like, I was trying to figure out what are the lyrics about? Like, where did this stem from? Because they say, stop right there. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. And I'm like, okay, is this a breakup song? What is this? What are the lyrics about? Do you want to know?
Does it have to do with like Daft Punk or anything?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
They have a song called Touch that came out 20 years later. Never mind. That doesn't make any sense. Go on.
The original band name. Oh, so apparently it's about they were frustrated over being overworked by their management while filming and touring.
You hate to see that.
And making an album all at the same time.
But they're now unimaginably wealthy. So.
It's true. But I freaking love it. They're like, stop. We're having fun here. You can't push us harder than we can
stop the fun either.
Exactly. But they're setting boundaries in freaking 97.
Right. You might say it's, as Dave Matthews once said, too much. Can we talk about the Too Much music video? Did you watch that one?
Did I? Oh, yeah. We have. Okay.
We should talk about, we'll stop there and we'll talk about the Stop music video first.
Yes, please. All right.
Go on, please.
So I thought it looked like, I've never been to either of these places, but I wanted to say when I first started watching, it looked like it was filmed in Liverpool. Okay. Again, I've never been to either, so don't hate the watcher. Turns out it was filmed in Dublin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I read that.
Amazing. Set in 1960s, and they do the little dance.
Yeah.
And it's not so chaotic. But again, they're like, okay, stop overworking us, and we're going to dance in the streets of 1960s with these kids, and we're going to play, and we're going to have fun instead of working.
Yeah.
I just love
it. But they were working while they were shooting the video.
Listen.
That's okay.
You have to give them...
You got to give them props.
Yeah. Man. So cool. Okay. Too Much.
The Too Much video is also... is really, really chaotic. So there's like, it's very meta. It's very more references. So I think it was so interesting that like one of the songs was this huge Blade Runner reference. And then another video, it's like a mix between clips from the movie.
Oh, yeah.
With then like girls like singing, the girls singing to the camera. But then the girls will be in different situations and all of them reference other movies.
Yep.
So it's this like meta on meta on meta thing. So Mel B is in like a post-apocalyptic, it's like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which notoriously starred Tina Turner as the villain, which you can't have a better movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I should watch this.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Spice was like in a bedroom, like a child in the movie Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
We need
again, meta on meta on meta.
We need a 30-minute episode about how Baby Spice picked Poltergeist as her.
Because she's a baby. And the movie's about kids getting, this kid gets like sucked in.
Yeah. But also, it's the scariest, and she's a freaking baby.
Yeah, hey. And then Mel C is in a movie I haven't seen called Year of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an homage to that. She's doing that quintessential thing in the 90s where like white people wore those like Japanese-inspired thing, and they would put a chopstick in their hair, and we all just kind of brushed that under the rug. Ginger Spice was in like a black and white, like Rita Hayworth, Gilda, homage, I guess.
Yeah.
And then Posh is literally just in Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman outfit from Batman Returns, which I would never complain about ever.
Yeah. Which, when did that come out? 95?
Batman Returns, 92.
Okay. Yeah, there's no like, I wonder what Posh is playing. It's like clearly Catwoman.
Yeah, I mean, she's just in the Catwoman suit.
It's just Catwoman.
Yeah, the other ones are like, oh, that's kind of a fun homage. Oh, Poltergeist, that's weird, but okay. No, just straight up Catwoman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wanted to bring up how in Spice World, yes, they're playing up all their personas like to the nth degree, but I have to say, I feel a little bit bad for Posh. They just pigeonhole her into being the most superficial.
Right.
Only cares about fashion. period.
Well, she's very posh.
Yeah.
You have to understand.
Yeah.
My favorite part, well, I mean, every scene is really great, especially like boat chase and they get flung into the water.
Mm-hmm.
But that Baby Spice always has a lollipop in her hand. And when they're outside, she's always holding someone's hand. Like you would hold a small child's hand.
She's a baby.
Crossing the street.
Listen, she's Baby Spice.
And there's a scene where she's like asking them, why does everyone think I'm always like a baby? And they're like, because you act like a baby. And then they kind of just move on to the next scene.
Wow.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We should talk about Move Over and how it's on this album. It's probably in the movie. I can't remember. And it was originally a Pepsi commercial.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
You didn't? Wait. You don't remember the music video? It was like
vaguely.
Generation Next. They just keep saying that over and over again.
Oh, I thought they were just saying Gen X. I was why is this song about Gen X?
No, it's literally called Move Over parentheses Generation Next.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I distinctly remember Ginger Spice in a sort of Pepsi looking one piece, but
yeah, it was probably the commercial. So when I was re-listening to this album heavily for this episode and that song came on, I was like, I could practically see the whole commercial in my head because I remember it so vividly. Wow. And then
we were a Coke household, not Pepsi. So I don't know.
I know. I was watching the music video and I was like, why do I feel like drinking a Pepsi?
I don't think anyone's ever, you probably thought, why don't I have a Coke Zero in my hand?
Yeah. But, so I was reading that apparently it got a little bit of backlash because it was like, why would you put this commercial for Pepsi on your album?
Wow.
But whatever, it's good.
That's true. They had another video for Viva Forever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which is a song I don't like, but.
Same.
The video is really, really high production value in the respect that it's a mix between, like, there's these kids in a forest and they're doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
interacting with the Spice Girls, who are stop motion fairies.
Is it clay? I couldn't tell.
Yes. So
oh, it is?
It's the same animation studio that did Wallace and Gromit.
It is?
Yes. So it's like, the animation was worked on people that are like Oscar winners.
Wow.
That's like the most labor intensive, the most time consuming, the most difficult to do.
Holy crap.
You know, kind of animation.
Yeah.
Stop motion. And each one of the girls is independently modeled and they're interacting with.
Yeah. Humans.
Humans.
Mm-hmm. That was wild. I didn't even think of that.
I was like, oh, that's a weird, it's kind of animated. And then we're doing just a little more digging on it. And it was like, oh, yeah, it's the same people that did Wallace and Gromit. And
wow.
That's like one of the greatest of all time.
Now I want to rewatch it.
There you go. Wallace and Gromit, that is. Yeah.
Did we ever see them live?
No.
No.
In our heart.
Yeah, in my heart. In my dreams. I know they toured the U.S., I'm sure, at some point, but they feel literally and physically far away. Like, we'll never know that fandom.
No.
Like, I'm sure if we grew up in the U.K., we may have seen them.
Perhaps.
But not like I ever saw NSYNC or Backstreet Boys, but that's another episode.
Right.
But, yeah. So, do you think that covers it? I think we talked about how it compares to their other. I do love Spice, and
sure,
I think it has one more hit compared to this one that had. No, this one had a lot of hits.
I mean, it's
really, for me, it's neck and neck. It's a tie. I feel I love them both equally.
That's great.
Yeah,
but they did the first one didn't have the movie as the accompaniment though.
True.
So
true. Yeah. But yeah, do you think it was overplayed at all?
No, not in the least.
Same.
I don't think you could ever overplay Mm-mm. Spice Up Your Life. And nope. then the other ones just still hold up. I mean, I don't...
Put it in my veins.
Yeah.
All day. It's too... And like I said, it's an anthem. I could live by it.
That's true.
I could live off of it. Yeah.
But you don't really like spicy food.
I don't. Mm-mm.
But you do like to spice up your life.
True.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Should we go to ratings?
Yeah.
Well, what do you give it?
I was going to say 90.
Yeah. I think that's fair. As I was listening to it again, or actually really probably for the first time, let's be honest, it did have more ballads and stuff like that, that yeah. like, I'm like, oh man, I want this to be better.
Yeah.
You know, even though the other ones are really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go in the high 80s and give it an 88.
Okay. Pretty close. I like it.
I got to go off the math. And the ballads are always going to bring it down for me, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Well, I think that'll do it for this week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Make sure to follow us on social. We're at Greatest Music Pod, all your social platforms. Follow us, leave comments, do all that stuff.
Yeah. We want to hear your favorite memories of the album.
The movie.
And the movie. Yes, please. And did you ever see them live? Tell us about it. We want to know. And make sure to give us a follow and a rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, etc.
And stay tuned next week where we'll be going country. We'll be covering Shania Twain's Come On Over.
Yes.
See you next week.